On this day on which we honor the Blessed Mother, the day of Saturday, which is consecrated to her, we also have many other things. As we see from the readings and the liturgy itself, which is slightly different from other times, it is Ember Saturday of Lent. And, of course, there are more readings. And we use the short form. There are really about 7 or 8 readings, just like at the Easter Vigil. And they remind us of the covenant. Moses reminds in Deuteronomy, the second law. That's what Deuteronomy means. The first time, it didn't take. So, you know, whenever you see and say things to people and it doesn't make any difference to them, then there is the second law, the second time. It didn't take then either, but it took with more people. And so we just keep trying. And of course, here in this particular reading from Deuteronomy, one of the things that Moses is concerned about is that they should sanctify that which God has given to them. And he speaks about the tithe, which many people would prefer to forget. That it is 10% of what God gives us that we must give back to him. To begin with, without taxes, as it were, don't give what you get left over after they have taken out your taxes. Give what the salary is, what the investments are, what the retirement is. All that is a gift from God. Of course, we mentioned that enough, but it hasn't taken yet for most people. And of course, our Lord then says that this is one way of obeying God, of sanctifying God, of living truly and completely, body and soul, for God. And of course, we also have the reading from St. Paul's Epistle to the Thessalonians, that one of the reasons that we do is because we take care, and the church is supposed to take care, usually does. There are some exceptions, definitely, but that's not our problem. We are not called to be, we're not judged by what this or that one does, but what we do. We are judged by our own individual actions. And so, we are supposed to, as the church, take care of the poor, and the widow, and the orphans, and so forth, which the church is the first and continued organization in the world that has done this. Who started hospitals? Who started hotels for pilgrims? Who started orphanages? The church. Who started associations to bury the dead who had no money to pay for their own burial? The church. And this still continues in different ways and various ways. So the church indeed does fulfill her role, despite the sinfulness of many of her children. And of course, if they were not sinful, then we would not have a church, because we would already be in heaven. And we're not, are we? And so all these things come to mind. Of course, the Transfiguration we will deal with on a Sunday, not far from now. And of course, it all points to the fact that Jesus is God, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. And it points out to the fact that he came to suffer, to be tortured, and to die on the cross. And as he says in today's gospel, which we shall repeat again, to rise from the dead. All these things are part and parcel of our holy Catholic faith. And of course, St. Paul tells us very clearly, if there is no resurrection, then everything we do is useless. It's a waste of time. But it's not useless. It is not a waste of time. We must continue to strengthen our faith. We see all around us, the faith of many is weakening. Other things are more convenient, more important than God. And this is part of the prophecies and part of the punishment of the latter days of the world. Heed, St. Paul says, remember, do not forget the prophecies. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, in addition, today and tomorrow, this is a leap year, and today is the feast of St. Matthias the Apostle, but it's transferred on leap years only to tomorrow, the 25th. So those who have the name Matthias, they can celebrate twice, just like for me this week when we have the feast of St. Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows. It's on 2 days, so you can give me all the gifts you want to for 2 days. St. Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows. And I put a picture of myself with his body in front of his tomb in Isola del Gran Sasso in Italy, the highest point in central Italy, celebrating Mass there a few years ago before the body of St. Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows. I put that up on Facebook so that everybody could see it. Not me. I mean, I'm still just as handsome as I ever was. But St. Gabriel. St. Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.